Welcome to the deep dive. You sent us a really fascinating stack of sources on healthcare tech, looking specifically at AI in, well, what's happening right now in 2026.
Yeah, it's a great topic.
So our mission for this deep dive is to get past the usual hype. We want to understand how AI is becoming this foundational, almost adaptive infrastructure.
And one that augments human creativity, right? Not one that's trying to replace it.
Exactly. The sources are calling this the era of invisible AI,
Yeah,
which I love.
that's a perfect description. It's technology that's just receding into the background. It's meant to support the clinical workflow, not disrupt it.
Okay, so let's start with an example, the consultation room. The sources talk about it becoming an adaptive machine. So think about a neurologist. Let's call her Dr. Elena. Just 2 years ago, back in 2024, something like 40% of her time with a patient was spent just typing, staring at a screen.
And now in 2026.
Now, the room has an ambient system that's actively listening for these tiny linguistic markers of neurodegeneration and how the patient speaks.
While at the same time, her smart glasses are showing her a synthesis of, what, 5 years of the patient's wearable sleep data?
Exactly. And the payoff here is huge. It's about reclaiming that human presence. She's making eye contact. She's focused on the person, not the terminal.
Right. The machine is handling the data crunching in the background. That's ambient intelligence. And that's what finally slew the documentation dragon.
Slaying it is right. The ambient system captures the whole conversation. It distills it into a clinical note. It does the coding.
And it even drafts the referral letters automatically. It's a complete efficiency reset.
And the numbers back that up. The average clinician is getting back somewhere between 15 and 20 hours a week.
That's all that pajama time charting, the late night work that used to be the norm. But it didn't stop there. The next step was agentic AI.
This is the idea of a digital coworker, right? Moving beyond a simple reactive chatbot to something that's actually proactive.
Precisely. Agentic AI can execute complex multi-step tasks all on its own. The classic example is prior authorization.
Oh, the bane of every clinic.
It really is. That process used to take 7 to 14 days of back and forth. Now, an agent manages it end to end in under 2 hours.
So how does it avoid the problems of older automation, creating fragmented care? The sources mentioned context engineering.
That's the key. It's basically about giving the AI a memory. You program the context of the user's past actions and the system's rules right into the prompt.
So it knows the full patient picture.
Exactly. It prevents those data silos and ensures everything integrates.
Okay, so ambient AI handles the cognitive load. Agentic AI handles admin. The next logical step is physical. And that brings us to cobots.
Right, collaborative robots. This is where AI went physical. They're designed to handle the 3Ds.
The dull, dirty, or dangerous tasks.
Yep. Things like repositioning bedbound patients to prevent ulcers or managing biohazardous waste. The impact is substantial. Leading systems are reclaiming up to 30% of a nurse's daily schedule.
Hold on, if we're talking about the dangerous tasks, that seems to raise some pretty big questions about risk and liability, doesn't it?
It does, and the consensus is that while the tech is great for repetitive physical work, a human is always kept in the loop for critical decisions. But the real story is what nurses do with that reclaimed time.
They're redirecting it.
They're redirecting it to complex patient education, to emotional support. It's amplifying the uniquely human art of nursing because the machine is doing the heavy lifting.
And for any of this to work, you need trust. Which I think brings us to the final piece of the puzzle, the move away from generalist AI models.
The move toward domain-specific language models, or DSLMs,
Yeah.
this was a necessary step.
Why is it so necessary?
because these DSLMs are, you could say, raised exclusively on validated medical data, peer-reviewed journals, clinical guidelines. That training method virtually eliminates the crisis of AI hallucinations.
So a doctor gets a cited, evidence-based answer, not some creative guess.
Exactly. And it's also speeding up medical education. They act as these adaptive tutors that customize the curriculum for students.
So let's tie this all together. What's the main takeaway for you listening to this? The core outcome is pretty clear. 2026 is the year technology is really being used to amplify, not replace, human brilliance in medicine.
All that efficiency we talked about, it's really just time. Time reclaimed for critical thinking, for empathy. Which I think raises a really important final question.
Which is?
Since the machines are now handling the facts and the heavy lifting, what's the most valuable professional skill set to have in 2026?
Well, it's not about memorizing the most data anymore. The sources argue the most valuable people are the AI-literate polymaths.
The ones who can synthesize data and empathy.
Right. And critically, they're the ones who know how to question a black box algorithm when its plan just doesn't align with a patient's actual human needs. That intersection of tech mastery and human judgment, that's the frontier you now need to master.